Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a square-wheeled bike, pizza for Taylor Swift tickets, and Dick Hitzwater checks in. All coming up right after this.
When you need relief and you need it fast, eat a bowl of Sphincter Blast.
Hi, I'm Harry Kalanick Jr. for the new high-fiber breakfast cereal, Sphincter Blast. The power breakfast of the 90s. The bottom line on Sphincter Blast, it's the highest fiber cereal known to man. One 10-ounce serving contains more fiber than a log of New England birch firewood. Sphincter Blast, rectify your problems with a bowl of this delicious cereal. Regular flavor or new cornflakes. Sphincter Blast, some cereals shoot for the moon. We shoot for Uranus. Just say to your grocer, snap, crackle, plop. Tell him Harry Kalanick Jr. sent you and watch for my BMTV special. Harry Kalanick Jr. Unplugged. Sphincter Blast in the big brown tapered package. That's, of course, so the box won't slam shut. It may sound corny, but Sphincter Blast is hip, cool, and it's solid.
When you need relief and you need it fast, eat a bowl of Sphincter Blast.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Real mess this morning, so don't go anywhere. There's Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
There's Josh Arnold.
Chicky Boy.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
There's Ace Cosby. Hey. I am Chicky Boy.
Chicky Boy.
And here is Tom Griswold.
Did you give Chick the bicycle story?
No.
Oh, okay. Because he was whining about. No, it's just a great story in sports.
It's not really a sport, is it?
Not really. It's just incredibly dumb. It's almost. Are you vomiting over there?
Okay? No. What's low blood? It's fine.
Oh my gosh!
Let him do his thing. You want sports or not? He's got to work over there.
Now sports with Doc Holliday.
Oh, I'm sorry, the phone's ringing. Could you grab?
Well, it looks like somebody just walked on your grave. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for David Hyde Cox, and this is Father News.
Shame on you.
Well, it's finally official. The Green Bay Packers have traded franchise quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Yes, Rodgers will go to the New York Jets in exchange for two draft picks and broadcasters Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. Now that Bed Bath & Beyond has declared bankruptcy, the retail chain has announced plans to close hundreds of stores. Minutes after the announcement, the CEO of the Spirit Halloween chain of pop-up Halloween stores said in a press release, "I've got such a boner, it's spooky."
they're going to be taking over the Bed Bath & Beyond stores every Halloween, of course.
That's the answer right there. And finally, after years of research, I am finally ready to announce the results of my privately funded long-term investigation.
Oh.
If you're wondering which meal is the best one to eat off a hooker's chest, the answer is brunch.
Oh, who knew?
Thank you. That was a lot of work.
Important reason.
This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for David Hyde Cox, and this has been Some Other News.
David Hyde Cox. Wally's boy.
Are you happy now?
Yeah. I didn't know that Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson have been traded to the Green Bay Packers.
We'll have to see how that works.
Well, they're free agents. We don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
A group of YouTube engineers have created a functional bicycle with square wheels.
Oh, I saw this.
Isn't that amazing?
I saw the video on this.
Isn't that great?
You have to see this. It's so great. It's so dumb. It's fantastic.
They're essentially tank wheels. They work like tanks.
So you imagine a standard bicycle size wheel, except it's square, and then
can you possibly imagine that?
Can you possibly shut your eyes and imagine?
I'm trying to describe this.
You've lost your mind.
I think Josh has new marketing for wheels. Tank wheels sound so cool.
The square wheels themselves do not roll, but much like a tank, the rubber tires are paired with four sets of treads to create a continuous tread that rolls around the outside of each square wheel.
But my gosh, the guy cruises around like he's on a regular bike, doesn't he?
No, it's not square wheels at all. They're tank treads.
No, but they're square.
No, it's tank treads.
No, the wheels are square.
No, it's tank
treads. They are square wheels, man. You'll like it.
Are they rolling around on the square wheels?
Yes.
No, they're not. The tank treads are hitting the ground. Are the square wheels hitting the ground?
Yeah. One of the...
The square wheels
One of the four sides of the wheels is on the ground.
Yeah. You'll check it out.
Just...
No. I don't want to hit...
How they turn is... I didn't know that they'd be able to turn, and they totally can.
Yeah, not gracefully, but yeah, they can turn slow.
They can do it, yeah.
This reminds me of something Inspector Gadget would use.
Yeah, go square-wheeled bicycle!
Oh, I love that episode.
Yeah!
The fact that it's utterly ridiculous and completely impractical is what makes it so much fun.
I was wondering, did they say why?
I think just because it looks so weird to see a guy in a bicycle.
So they invented it just so it looked weird. What?
I think so. It's just fun.
Do you see that?
I mean, it's incredible looking. You look at it and you go, how the hell is that man moving?
The treads are, the square wheels do not touch the ground.
Yes, the bottom.
The tread, no, it doesn't. The tread is touching the ground.
Well, that's like saying in a regular bicycle, the wheel's not touching, the tire is touching. The tread is the equivalent of the tire.
The tread is orbiting around a square instead of the top of the square wheel never goes down. It stays.
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the tread hitting the ground, not the square wheel.
Right.
You're right.
The hub isn't moving.
The hub and the spokes, none of those are turning at all. Yes,
it could be in the shape of an oval. It's just fun. It's silly.
It is silly looking. I'd laugh out loud if I saw a cruise by.
Just goofy.
Be like, what the hell's happening to the world in physics?
They could do one of those penny farthings.
Oh my gosh, a big squirrel, like a big square and a little square?
Yeah.
Man.
Is that even physically possible to do?
I think so.
We got to get the best scientists in the world on this.
It's just fun.
Yeah, to make a postcard stamp. That's what they would call it. Because a penny farthing, you see a small and a large circle.
It's like that.
Postcard stamp.
It's like when you see the What do they call that engineering where it's cast iron rocket ships and...
They call it cast iron rocket shipping.
Cast iron rocket ships?
Yeah, you know, like...
How would that ever lift off?
That's the whole thing.
We have the heaviest material.
Yeah.
Like paradoxical physics? That's
Yeah, what's the movies where they do all that stuff? I can't remember. It'll come to me.
Isn't there
usually
some...
we jump right on you, but we have no idea what you're talking about.
The guy from the I can't get it in my mind.
Okay, that's all right.
Who's the guy from the Who's the guy from The Office?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Remember the movie, the first one he made with he's the voiceover of the cartoon.
Get Smart,
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. All the physics in that with the crazy looking science and ridiculous.
That was a cartoon.
Flying.
Right,
you know that objects. Was a cartoon, right?
I know. Well, this is like a living cartoon. It's a bicycle with square wheels. It's sort of.
You guys don't know my friend. His name is Gru. He has a bunch of friends that are minions. You just don't get it. You're not familiar with Gru. Excuse me.
I'm telling you, check out the square wheeled bicycle. It's really cool.
I posted it on Twitter. You can take a look at it.
It's fun.
But does it help anything? This reminds at least the crank radio that you brought in one morning.
Oh, Chick, the answer to your question?
No.
Yes, it's...
That helps people who don't have electricity. It's getting engineering
this is people...
absolutely stupid.
It's getting them to think of a problem and solving it.
Yeah, because round-wheeled bicycles...
What a hassle, these round wheels.
Yeah. How much money did they waste on this neat thing they did? How much money did they waste?
Finally, after all these years, something has reinvented the wheel to make it less effective. I think it's important.
Now from Alex, someone please tell Tom Mythbuster guys made a working car that ran on square wheels over a decade ago.
Well, that's a car. This is a bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same concept.
Well, but no, but there's nothing. There's
not a concept. It's an idea. Gravity is a concept.
That bikes and cars share. They don't both roll on round wheels.
No.
Oh. You've been found out, pal.
Well, I'm sure. I'm just saying it's fun. It's interesting.
Would you buy a bicycle with square wheels?
I know. It's dumb. Of course not.
Yeah, but you'd get to, hey, want to come over tonight and see the square wheel? You would be the guy. You want to come over tonight and see my square wheel bike?
It's a challenge for some of the great engineers.
You'd make Willie ride it all around. Go, Willie, ride that square wheel bike like you do.
Yeah. Here's how that conversation. Hey, you know, I got a bike with square wheels.
Oh, yeah?
You want to see it?
No, huh?
Oh, yeah. most people don't.
Yeah.
All the kids in the neighborhood would want to come down. Cool.
All the kids in the hookah bar. Yeah.
What's you have to get a bike lock for it? Nope. Nobody wants to steal it. Just sits there. No one ever touches it.
Yep.
Just stays right outside the coffee shop all day long.
That would be a modern day candid camera. Put a square wheeled bike out there unlocked at the bike rack. You see your average,
we thought it would be funny if we put the square-wheeled bicycle out here at the bike rack to see what a standard thief would think of a square-wheeled bicycle.
If you've seen it.
Oh, here he comes now.
It doesn't go very fast. He'd have to just pick it up and walk, carry it away.
What the hell is that he's saying?
Okay, well, I thought it was fun. Apparently not.
They kind of look cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Impractical and
dumb.
Odd.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I would think it would be hard, difficult. You just couldn't hop on it and ride it. I think
it does take them a while to get going.
It would throw your brain off.
Yeah,
it's just an engineering challenge. It just shows that the great engineers in our culture can do anything.
Or waste a lot of money and time.
Okay.
Or they could solve hunger. Either way, it's fine.
They're working on it.
We got our best guys. What are they working on? A bike with square wheels for some reason, but they're our best guys, aren't they?
this is like
best of the best.
This is a game they're playing on the way to inventing something really practical and great.
The best and the brightest are working on square wheels for bike. What a great
one of these days when one of these square wheel guys comes up with something genius, it'll go well.
I learned my teeth on this.
Yeah, we'd all go, you know, you could have done it faster if you hadn't wasted your time with that square wheel bike.
Okay, fine.
An intense solar storm has the northern lights gracing the skies farther south than usual.
So weathermen in outer space, it's going to be a busy day. Okay.
A blast of super hot material from the sun late last week hurled scorching gases known as plasma toward Earth at nearly 2 million miles per hour.
You know, some consider me a blast of scorching hot material.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
In what alternate upside down universe would that be?
Let me have this.
Okay.
The Earth felt the brunt of the storm on Sunday. Conditions eased Monday, but auroras might still be visible as far south as South Dakota and Iowa.
Willie, are you giggling at the word brunt?
No.
You are your father's son.
Don't point that out. I thought I flew under the radar. I don't think the cameras were on me. She said brunt.
It was an honest moment. Man, it just rhymes are funny, man.
I had a friend on a plane yesterday. Sunday night.
Harriet Brunt?
No.
Or Emily or Charlotte?
She was flying back from Florida, and you could see the Aurora Borealis from the plane.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was flying back from Florida, and she was flying back from Naples, and the flight attendant said nipples, because one time that happened to me when I was a kid. We laughed the whole flight home.
The flight attendant accidentally said nipples?
She said, we're departing from Naples, Florida, and baby, we didn't stop laughing until we landed in Indy.
Is that right?
Nipples.
I've not seen. Who here has seen the Aurora Borealis?
I have not.
I have.
Of course.
Yeah, in Michigan, right?
I was backpacking across Intelligentsia Isle.
I'm sorry.
And next thing I know, I'm walking along at a standard pace, and my coolie that I'd hired to carry my bag said, look, boss, Aurora Borealis.
Bossman. Bossman, Tom.
Thank you, John Veeve. I appreciate that.
Bossman, Tom, look over there. You'll have to forgive me, Josh. I've actually didn't spend most of my youth watching TV at
what
night.
What the frickin' do?
In the summer, I would go places.
You should take
a canoe and...
You can see the Northern Lights.
You can see the lights from the airport.
Yeah.
One of the two. Show everybody else that picture.
No. They're green.
Nope.
I don't know about that.
That ain't the Aurora Borealis, you hillbilly.
Wait a minute. They were taking off from...
It's downtown.
Oh, no. They were taking off from...
She just flipped me off. She scratched her nose, act like she was hillbillies. Ah!
Well, they were taking off from Florida. You know how common it is to see them... In Florida.
I didn't say that she was in Florida. She was landing.
In Florida?
No, this way, coming north.
Landing
somewhere
where?
In the Midwest.
Let's just move on here.
Am I supposed to say that?
No,
your friend's a liar.
No arguing.
No arguing. This will be a short joke.
Yeah, no joke.
So much for that.
Louisiana Pizza Restaurant is offering up free pizza for a year in exchange for Taylor Swift tickets. Xander White, owner of Z's Pizzeria in New Orleans, told WGNO.
You know, GNO.
Me and my wife are big
we're
fans of
would it
be,
go.
Would it be you know?
Genetically engineered.
I don't see a way to get tickets because they're way too expensive and too hard to get. White has since placed a sign at his pizzeria that says free pizza for Swift tickets.
Wow.
He said we'd do at least a year of free pizza for two Taylor Swift tickets. So we'll see if that happens.
The old barter system, Tom. Mm-hmm.
I wish we'd go back to it.
A pound of salt for a sturdy cat.
Yeah, super efficient. Well, I got to pay the AT&T bill. That's going to be 17 pizza. No, it's incredibly inefficient.
Well, you just got to keep logs.
Yeah, you got to keep track of this stuff.
Good luck to this guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like it might work out for somebody. This Taylor Swift ticket's rather hard to get, but they're out there. We'll see. Are you going to try to go see that show, Christy Lee?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
My girls aren't.
They're not Swifties?
No, not really.
Oh.
Okay, I'm surrounded by them.
I'm sure they're a little younger.
Nothing make me happier than Taylor Swift's opening night concert, and they're taking shots at the crowd, and she's, you know, killing it, and all of a sudden there's Tom sitting and all these little girls.
He's got in his Raycon listening to an audio book.
No, that's not what
listening
happened.
To the Allman Brothers at the Fillmore, probably. Yeah.
First of all, they've already gone to see the show.
Yes.
And so...
You didn't have to take
I
them.
I didn't have to take them.
So oh, I bet
she's great. I would have gone.
Oh, did you have Taylor like, do a show for them? That's really nice.
They were happened to be somewhere where she
in
was.
In his new backyard amphitheater, haven't you seen?
Oh, God. Very small backyard. Let's just move forward here.
Indeed.
Give me the teaser.
Well, we have a dragon bursting into flames at Disneyland. We have a zoo wanting to put people in bird costumes. We have some archaeology in the news today, too.
Hey, look, all our birds died. And when the people come to the zoo, they expect to see birds.
So, we're going to have to put
here's your suit.
Now, go peck it up. Let's go.
No, don't crap on the cars.
No.
What now? Also coming up, comedian.
Well, I've seen the Aurora Borealis.
Sorry.
I'd like to see
it. I'd love to see it sometimes.
See, this is I bet your friend would too, considering she hasn't yet.
See, chick, you see things like that if you go outside. I'm sure you were watching Kojak or something while I was.
Kojak?
Who loves you, baby?
It was Kolchak, the Night Stalker.
The Night Stalker.
No, Kojak was Telly Savalas.
No, I know. He
had that creepy finger. Right. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice the creepy
Telly
finger.
Telly Savalas had the weird one deformed little finger.
What?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I would think they'd shoot around it. What are you talking about?
It was gross.
What? I believe that's an arthritic condition a lot of people get.
I know.
Their little fingers.
I'm evil.
First step.
I would have chopped it off. Okay, Telly, sorry. We're going to lop that thing
you
off.
You know,
it's disturbing the kids. I was carrying my own backpack. Paddling my own canoe.
Sure you were.
Kostaki, quickly, Cam Ho.
Don't dilly-dally now.
Remember the great line in My Favorite Year? Who the hell is Niblick?
Remember what I told you? If this is a good trip for me, I'll bring over your brother. Now, come on, let's go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.